Hiya, it's Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. We put categories out on Twitter on the day of the show, you vote for what you want us to chat about, and then we diligently spend an hour doing so. Apart from when we don't, which is when wildcards get played, if people don't want to talk about what's won out in the public vote, they can use their one and only wildcard, they should use it wisely, to talk about something else in that category. Holding on to a wildcard today, I've got Abby Rudkin, I've got John Gibbons, I've got Joel Sanderson-Murray, and I've got Mike Bancole. And we're going to have a bloody lovely time. What a lovely room of lovely, lovely people. And we'll dive straight in, shall we? So your options for LFC were Naby Keita, Klopp on spending, or substitutions. And you all wanted to talk about Klopp on spending, which comes as absolutely no surprise to me or to you, I imagine. So, John, we're kind of taking a little step back to the Crystal Palace pre-match press conference, where when Klopp was asked to elaborate more about an earlier comment that he made about changes in the summer window, he said, "We cannot do that now, but it's already clear that we have to do something in the summer. It worked out so far. We'll have to see if it'll still work out or if we have to adapt. But that's something for us in the offices when we're not on the training pitches and for my conversations with the owners and all of these kinds of things." I mean, like, I kind of know what you're saying, but it's cryptic enough for me to read whatever I want into it. What are you reading into it?
I think it's the strongest he's gone on. We need to spend money in the summer for me. And I think he's not quite throwing the gauntlet down, but throwing something slightly smaller than a gauntlet, which I don't have the
imagination. Kettlebell.
Maybe, yeah. He's throwing the kettlebell down. Yeah, it's and so if we don't in the summer, I think he's, you know, I mean, there would have been questions asked anyway, but I think people would sort of go to him and say, well, you said this and it's not happened. And so I think it's either putting a bit of pressure on, or he's fairly confident that it's going to happen. I would say probably the latter. I'd say he's probably had assurances that there's an awareness that, you know, the team needs a bit of a rebuild, or at least one area of the team certainly does, and so they're going to back him regardless of where we finished